3-0, entity of 212, complex.
DPS, go. Inco, go. PUS, go. Surgeon, go. Booster, go. Copy that, we have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Talking Sound Podcast, the only podcast on the internet where negative 10 is a number to be desired, coming at you live from Austin, Texas. I am Chris Jordan, your host. Sorry about that. We just had a little technical issue in the studio, and I was making sure that my splashlight was on in the background. I'd love to have a tech over here one day that just has an eye on camera and is like, hey, we're all set, buddy. But I don't. Right now, it's a one-man show, and I'm loving it. And I would like to thoroughly thank all of the regular listeners who have gone to our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/talkingsound. There you can donate to the cause, you can give to the show, any amount you want, any regularity you want. And the people that have allowed us to upgrade to HD. So we are now presenting all of our episodes in HD format. We may not have as many whiz-bang camera angles just yet. We like to do most of our show live produced here, but I can easily set up an HD camera and do post-production if necessary. This episode, number 26, is specifically about perspective. Taking time to, number one, enjoy the fruits of your labor. Number two, taking time to sit back and evaluate where you are and where you're going and where you may end up. So all of this comes not out from nowhere, but it's been spawned by a few conversations that I've had as of late. And I tend to get into some very deep conversations with people and friends especially, and even family. And here lately, there have been quite a few of those. Excuse me. The beautiful wildflowers in Texas have been blooming and my allergies are going nuts, but 71 looks gorgeous. Aside from that, you know, sitting back and talking with people as their careers are developing and as some of them, their careers are taking a turn and some of them where they're getting ready to switch gears entirely, you know, and there's one especially who has been out on tour for the last year and, you know, was really considering coming home to roost back to Austin, where he has been roosting for the last few years and making a good living in his, as an AV tech and loving it, and went out on tour doing projection work and has loved that so much that when the opportunity presented itself for him to further in that position and move up in the ranks, he took it. Yeah, I mean, literally the other morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning or something, I got a, phone call from him, a text rather, hey, you up? And we had a phone call for a little while and actually talked about it. And I was like, man, you're making the absolute right decision. Anyone that tells you otherwise probably isn't looking out for your real best interests. You know, it's a fantastic opportunity and a career builder. It's one that, you know, you can hang your hat on when you come home from work that you have done this. You know, you've put your foot on the corner and said that this is what I do. And my other friend, who's been a guest on the show, as a matter of fact, has gotten to the point where he's ready to ply his trade full time. You know, he's been struggling with it and wondering and, you know, has really come to the point that the day job is just that. It's a job and it's dispassionate. And as much as it pays bills, you know, he'd much rather get along and do what he loves than to make a ton of money. And, you know, that's literally what it takes. Whenever people have asked me in the past, what it took for me to make that step. It was real and tried and true self-evaluation. You know, what do I like Because I had jobs. I had decent jobs whenever I decided to go into self-employment. And I say decided. I was kind of, here's the inside baseball. I was living in Maine and at the time was a general shop hand at an auto shop. That was my day gig. I'd had a few, as I've said on here, I'd worked at IDEX Labs in the pack out quality control department with millions of dollars of gear passing through my hand every day for medical work. And I'd also worked in the concessions industry and food and beverage, helping to manage food and beverage and as well as operate. I worked at a country club, and that paid very well, very well. And I went from that to driving an auto parts truck that paid very well, and from that moved on into working for one of the shop owners. And, you know, they were all day jobs. But as I've said before, it wasn't what defined me. And the defining moment really came, not necessarily like they were all, hey, man, I need something to pay my bills while I try and figure this out. And really, I was kind of thrown into the river to learn to swim, really. I came back from a vacation to Houston for a wedding. For my friend Eugene, who I've mentioned on the show before, and came back to no job. They knew I was taking the vacation, knew it whenever I took the job, and decided I was no longer in the payroll. So at that point, bills were paid for a month. I made sure of that before I left, that everything was taken care of. And I came back and I was like, wow, you know, I got a few weeks before anything's due. I guess if I was ever to take a stab at it, this would be the time to do it. So I went for it and I kind of latched on and threw big bait onto what it was that I saw people kind of latched onto that I provided whenever I worked in the clubs. And that was my live recording. I did a lot of live recording. It was my live recordings that got me my position. It was my live recordings that brought in more money than I made mixing. Whenever I mixed on a regular basis, my live recordings that I provided to the artists there, probably provided a little bit more income than the actual amount that I got paid mixing the shows. But that's just because I had numerous bands on my stages every night. Some people bought DVDs, some people bought CDs. And, you know, I saw that. And decided the fact that I could maybe check that out. So I called up a few bands and pitched it. And it was literally the fact of I would try to get into as many shows as I could and sell CDs and DVDs. Basically bootleg status and bootstrap. Get in there and make the money happen. Sell the hustle and do as much as you can. And it worked. It worked. It took a while, but I hodgepodged it together and made it to where my name was known around town and that I got a few other venues where I was on regularly. And before I knew it, bam, self-employed. And have loved it ever since and have fought for it ever since. I've been very blessed for the fact that the jobs that I've had since then that would be considered straight jobs or even salaried positions were all within my industry. They were all either audio engineering positions, a job in broadcast, you know, doing video install work, things like that. And I like to say that I'm equally trained in both audio and video at this point. It's nice. It makes me a Swiss Army knife on site. So I get more gigs than the average bear because of that, because I am multi-disciplined. You know, the point that I'm trying to make is that you get to a point where you really want to sit back and think about it. You know, where is my next step? When I started this podcast, I guess close to 6 months ago, probably a little bit more actually, it was just up around Thanksgiving, and it was spawned by a conversation that my wife and I had where she was asking me what my next step was. She saw that I was going through a little bit. I had just left the broadcast job that I was loving and, you know, had a little stumble with other things and was, you know, casting bait to see what other fish were biting and, you know, really having to hustle and move it again. And I was like, you know, I really feel, excuse me, that at this point in my career, I'm to the point where I want to be a teacher again. You know, not necessarily go to church and be a teacher or go out and teach at a school, but I'm at the point where if somebody wanted to learn recording, I would take them on as a private student and, you know, teach them from the ground up how to run a mixing console, how to build a mix, how to record to tape, how to get tape sound and analog sound on digital, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'd been doing some technical writing for Austin Hot Mods, and, you know, I've always kind of taken in a couple understudies with HC Productions, and I was like, you know, why is it that I can't start a podcast about this stuff where I talk to people about this? And we talk about the importance of being a multidisciplined person, and we talk about, you know, the tips and tricks that make the trade. And, you know, it's no real guarded secret. You know, nobody really guards their secret like Golem with a ring of power. Ooh, you know, nobody's like that. We share our knowledge because when we share, we learn from other people. You know, it's those little nuggets that we give people that make them give a nugget in return. And frequently, you know, my phrase is if you ain't knowing, you ain't growing. You know, you're going to have an issue at some point if that's the case, if you can't get past yourself enough to learn something new within your trade. And I express the point all the time that this is a guild. It's a gilded trade. It's something that is passed along through apprenticeship. And even the best engineers have somebody that they've leaned on that have given them knowledge, that have given them tricks, that have given them, you know, the tidbits that make that Grammy award-winning album sound. And, you know, it's somebody just showing you where to put the knob or what compression to put in line where that really brings that mix to life. And taking time to sit back and collect on that, to think about that, to if it's your thing, to pray on it. You know, it's important. It's just as important as enjoying the fruits of your labor. You know, here recently, like I said, we've gotten to enjoy a couple of the fruits. Some very nice donors have given us money for HD upgrades. So we bought a couple of, even though we had HD cameras, you know, small HD cameras, we have a very small studio. We have no need for large camera packages or lenses here. We use a lot of inline analog mixer to provide the content in the way that we do it so that there's not a lot of after production. Right now, we're willing to sacrifice that time in after production to assure the fact that we can produce an HD quality product, and we've been able to buy a couple of HD capture cards. So that's been fantastic, and we've made that move, we've made that decision, and it's great. And it takes some time to sit back and really think about, we've been blessed with this. Where do we apply it best? Because sure, man, you could go out with that extra $300-$400 and you could have a party and you could celebrate, you know, you could do all kinds of stuff. But to invest it, to better yourself, to make that next step is what is important. It is what we're supposed to do. And as professionals, what we should be doing. Bettering ourselves in every step and every aspect. So it's really to the point that we've decided to make this a go. And I was very glad to hear that my friend had decided to make his calling of being an audio engineer a go. And I'm trying my best to swing as many gigs his way, you know, to even today I asked him, you know, I've been doing a lot of work on my personal music. Again, and you know, that's a part of the rest You know, y'all may have noticed that between episode 25 and 26, there was about a week and a half, 2 week lag time. And there's a reason for that. It's because, number one, I was crazy busy with corporate gigs again. It came along and, hey, daddy can't pass up the money. Whenever it comes along, I got to make my money. You know, that's how I feed my animals. That's how I, you know, keep the lights on. That's how I keep the lights on here. That's how I keep my wife happy with her shows and, you know, the lifestyle that she's accustomed to, being able to do all of her theater stuff, as blessed as she is. So whenever those gigs come along, I definitely take them and cherish them and love them and treat them like the baby that they are, because I've nurtured those connections for years to make that happen. And, you know, along with that comes a lot of exhaustion. One of those gigs was 75 hours in 5 days. You know, it's just, it's killer hours. It's crazy. But the people that you work with, you know, international movers and shakers of business and renowned, it's amazing. It's fantastic. And it's wearing at the same time. So my respite came with deciding that I really need to put a good push behind this podcast. I love it so much. It's so great, and it's been so rewarding. And the comments and the, you know, from around the world, man, Russia, Ukraine, China, São Paulo, Brazil, United States, Canada, it's been the UK. It's been great, the support that's been shown. And I really need to do some return work on that end. And in addition to that, I also need to get back to my roots, you know, same way my buddy was saying that he needed to get back to what his calling was. You know, not that working in the industry he's been working in wasn't decent enough pay. It was good. It was, you know, but it wasn't rewarding. It wasn't fulfilling. It wasn't what he was supposed to be doing. And, you know, I felt the same way, because a lot of what brought me to this and a lot of what brought the two of us together and met and, you know, made him decide, I'm going to take this guy under my wing and teach him how to run sound the way I know how to run it and do it live, brought me out of the studio and out of my shell and into this realm and brought me to directly where I am now. And it's only through taking the time to sit back and reflect and make these connections that bridges are built to the future, that we really get to sit back and, A, like I said, count our blessings, and B, really think about where we're going with that. And what we're going to do with it, and how we're going to spend it, how we're going to better ourselves through that experience. And it's a great thing. It's a fantastic thing, you know, and really sitting back and taking notice of the fact that, you know, some of these connections, like the connections that brought my friend to be on tour, were connections that he made years ago, and just ended up being friendship. You know, started off as professional, ended up being friendship. You know, they've been in contact for years. Whenever he's in town, hey, how's it going? That kind of stuff. And it just happens. It just happens. You know, same thing with my other friend. He's getting back to the roots. And as he's discovering more and more that this is what he wants to do, these opportunities are presenting themselves, you know, where, wow, bang, boom, we need a demo CD from you. And he really doesn't know what to do with himself. He's kind of taken aback. And I'm like, if you don't go full force with that, you're going to have an issue later. There's going to be a problem. You know, it's just, it's bound to happen. So, you know, kudos to that. I'm so happy for everyone. I'm so happy for everyone that makes the decision to follow their passion in life, because that's what life's about. It's about passion. It's about living it right. It's about, you know, returning the things that are given to you. And whenever you see someone in need and yearning for that path, you push them toward it with both hands firm on the small of their back, letting them know you got them the whole way, but this is where you need to go. And, you know, take the time to really sit back and enjoy that, whenever you have the time. I know I've been gone from this podcast for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. There hadn't been a whole lot of activity, and that's been why. I've been doing that myself, just literally taking time to enjoy the time that I have, because there was about a month, month and a half there where it was just gig after gig after gig after gig. I would come home from a gig and the next day be at a gig for 3 or 4 days at home, and then be out on the road for another week and a half, and then come back and do another 3 days at home of work. And, you know, it was constant. It was great. It was great. As a freelancer, it's literally the fact of, thank you, sweet baby Jesus, I'm getting the work that I need to make sure that my amenities and my physicality are cared for. At the same time, I need to care for my physicality. I need some time off. So there were literally about 3 days there of just sheer exhaustion where it's like, oof, you know, and you can barely even move or lift anything. You know, I drove home in my 2 hour drive home, 2.5 hour drive home from downtown Houston to Austin was just enough. Like, that, it was like a full day of work just doing that. And, you know, from there on, it was like 3 days of nothing. I think I maybe did a little bit of web coding a day or two because some things had updated and taken some styles away that I noticed. And I went through and changed that. But other than that, there was not a whole lot of work being done on my part for a few days there. There was some infrastructure being taken care of, and that was me. the strong rock upon which this is all built. So on that note, keep these things in mind, you know, as you move forward, whether it be your career decision or whether it be something that you're doing, make sure that what you're doing, you know, doesn't kill you, man. Make sure it doesn't kill you. Make sure that you're doing things for the right reason. And if you're just taking a gig for gig's sake and you can spend 2 or 3 days without work, do it. Do it. I highly recommend it. You know, personally, my big thing is fishing. And I need to go out and pay my license for the state of Texas, and I need to get a bobber in the water. I don't really care. I've said it for years. I don't care if I come home with a stringer full or not. I'm going to catch something that day, and it's more than likely going to be some relaxation just watching a bobber move with the waves. It's right there. Boop, boop. It just move, and I love it because it's relaxing, and it gives me time to think about a whole lot of nothing. And, you know, we spend a lot of time hurrying about. We spend a lot of time chasing gigs, chasing rainbows in this industry. And it's not often that we get to sit back and take time to think. So take that time, everybody. And while you're taking that time, please, please, once again, thank you for taking the time to come by and visit us on Patreon. www.patreon.com is the address. There you can find the fundraisers for our tech, for, you know, keeping the lights on, for keeping the website up. You know, all of it does incur cost. And, you know, if you believe in the cause, please help us out. It's always appreciated. Thank you so much to the angels who provided the HD upgrade and were kind enough to provide us with that, who prefer to remain anonymous, oddly enough. But that's perfectly fine. Also, please stop by, visit us on Facebook. You can find us Talking Sound Show, as well as on SoundCloud and Spreaker, Talking Sound Podcast. Don't forget to stop by and visit us online, www.talkingsoundshow.com. That's where you can find all of the articles, all of the great technical posts from Shure Microphones, Mogami MXL, Neve Audio, all kinds of people, as well as articles I've written myself and posts from other people and professionals as well, tips and tricks, all kinds of stuff, www.talkingsoundshow.com. Once again, everybody, I am Chris Jordan, your host, and until next time, please keep reaching for 11. We'll see you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
This is Talking Sound.